Imagine being a teenager, navigating the already complicated world of adolescence, but with an operating system that processes social cues, sensory information, and communication differently from most of your peers. This is the reality Luke Jackson shares in his groundbreaking book, written when he was just 13 years old. Rather than viewing his Asperger syndrome as a disability, Luke frames it as a different way of experiencing the world. Sometimes challenging, often misunderstood, but ultimately valuable. His perspective transforms our understanding of what it means to be different in a world designed for the neurotypical mind. Through his eyes, we see that the problem often lies not within the person with Asperger's, but in the disconnect between two different ways of processing reality. Asperger syndrome isn't simply a mild form of autism. It's a distinct neurological variation with its own challenges and gifts. Luke describes it as a communication disorder where messages get distorted between AS and non-AS people, like words jumbling up on telephone wires. This miscommunication affects social interaction, verbal expression, and how one processes sensory information. People with AS often speak differently, perhaps more formally or with intense focus on topics they love. They might struggle with reading facial expressions or understanding body language that comes naturally to others. Social situations become complex puzzles to solve rather than intuitive experiences to enjoy. While one person with AS might avoid eye contact because it feels painfully intense, another might struggle with appropriate personal space or conversation timing. What neurotypical people often miss is that these differences aren't defects, they're alternative ways of experiencing and processing the world. When Luke attends his local AS social club, his detailed computer talk isn't boring anymore, it's welcomed and understood. This shift in perspective is crucial. The same traits that might be labeled problematic in one environment become valuable strengths in another. The question becomes not how do we fix this person, but rather how do we create environments where different neurological styles can thrive? When Luke becomes interested in something, whether dinosaurs, Pokemon, or computer programming, it becomes an all-encompassing passion that must be expressed. These aren't mere hobbies, but lifelines that provide order and meaning in a chaotic world. Society celebrates the football fan who memorizes statistics, but pathologizes the teenager who knows everything about computer systems. This double standard reflects cultural bias rather than any meaningful difference in the nature of these interests. These passions often become gateways to achievement. Luke's computer fascination developed into professional skills, while his friend Seth uses his technical knowledge to help others despite coordination challenges. When channeled properly, these interests can create valuable expertise. Collections, whether of pencils, string, or batteries, serve a similar purpose, creating order from chaos. They satisfy a need for predictability and control, providing a sense of accomplishment that goes beyond simple obsession. Have you ever worn a scratchy sweater that drove you to distraction? Imagine that feeling multiplied tenfold with every sensory input dialed up to maximum intensity. For many people with AS, ordinary sensory experiences can become extraordinary challenges, not because they're senseless, but because they perceive input differently. Clothing textures that seem unremarkable to most might feel like sandpaper against hypersensitive skin. Background noises others filter out automatically, humming fluorescent lights, distant conversations, ticking clocks, might create a cacophony impossible to ignore. Making eye contact can feel invasively intimate, like someone is burning into my very soul, making it difficult to concentrate on conversation. Even more fascinating is how senses can crosswire. Luke's brother covers his ears when lights change or closes his eyes with strong smells. This sensory jumbling helps explain seemingly inexplicable reactions, like Luke's experience at the zoo where looking at gorillas triggered vomiting, with the reaction then transferring to other animals. These sensory differences aren't imaginary or attention-seeking behavior. They represent genuine neurological variations in how the brain processes information from the environment. Understanding this transforms how we interpret behaviors like wearing the same clothes repeatedly, avoiding certain foods, or needing to wear noise-canceling headphones. These aren't quirks to be corrected, but adaptive strategies for managing a sensory experience most of us can barely imagine. School presents particular challenges when your brain processes social information differently. Imagine trying to follow an unwritten rulebook that everyone else seems to have memorized. While neurotypical children intuitively grasp the subtleties of playground politics, those with AS must consciously analyze each interaction, making school socially exhausting. Academic challenges often reflect processing differences rather than intellectual limitations. Luke's reading development was remarkably uneven, unable to read anything until age 7, then suddenly reading Shakespeare fluently as if someone switched a light on in my head. Writing physically pains him, with thoughts never transferring properly to paper. These uneven skill profiles confuse teachers expecting more consistent development. Sports create perfect storms of difficulty, combining sensory overload, shouting, running, unpredictable movements, with coordination challenges and complex social dynamics. By the time Luke figures out what he's supposed to be doing, everything has changed, leading to mockery and exclusion. This difference makes children with AS prime targets for bullying. Their authentic reactions, inability to run with the pack, and difficulties with nonverbal communication mark them as different. Luke's advice is practical. Stay in populated areas, walk away from confrontations when possible, and most importantly, tell someone you trust. For parents, he emphasizes asking specific questions about school interactions rather than general inquiries that might not reveal ongoing problems. Luke's passion for Taekwondo demonstrates how activities with clear structure and progressive achievement can transform the AS experience. The martial arts' predictable routines and precise movements provide the structured environment where many with AS excel. This principle extends beyond martial arts. Clear instructions and explicit expectations reduce anxiety and confusion. When someone with AS understands what's expected, they can channel their abilities effectively. The challenge isn't inability, it's uncertainty about unwritten social rules. Understanding transforms relationships too. Dating presents unique challenges when missing the social preparation most teenagers experience naturally. Luke's description of physical reactions, jelly legs, flushing face, dry mouth, illustrates these overwhelming interactions. Yet with support, these challenges can be overcome. Luke emphasizes that AS doesn't define moral character. People with AS often have strong moral principles and prefer following clear rules. Media focus on rare negative incidents creates unfair stereotypes. AS represents a different way of processing the world, not a predisposition to particular behaviors. Through Luke's insights, we gain understanding of both Asperger syndrome and human neurodiversity. His message shows that different isn't deficient, it's just different, bringing unique strengths and perspectives that enrich our shared experience.